Eagle 98.1, The Rock Station. So I know that I've been very fired up on the air today, and that I have been, one of the things that I have been saying is hell hath no fury as a woman whose husband has been scorned. But without me just going on the air and saying over and over how angry I am about what happened to my husband this week, I decided, and with our great partnership with Auctioner Baton Rouge, to get a doctor on the phone to help me out today. And this is Dr. Ralph Dotrieve. He is the Vice President of Medical Affairs at Auctioner Medical Center in Baton Rouge. Dr. Dotrieve, I know you just got a surgery. Thank you for joining us on Eagle this afternoon.
Happy to be able to talk to you about this subject, Michelle.
So I am angry, you know, that my husband, who is vaccinated, has come down with COVID this week. And I keep hearing from people that they're trying to say that that's because the vaccine doesn't work. But I keep seeing from health professionals like yourself that the reason that these quote unquote breakthrough cases are coming through are, well, I'm just going to go ahead and ask you, why are these breakthrough cases coming through to vaccinated people like my husband?
Well, it's basically because we have such a low vaccination rate in our state. With our vaccination rate below 50% and the mutation of the virus into the Delta mutation, and the majority of the people that are popping up positive are going to be with the Delta mutation. The Delta, this mutation, it exists at a higher viral load, especially in the nasal pharynx. And so your husband, who was vaccinated, just got exposed to such a high viral load that he's having some symptoms from the exposure. Being vaccinated, he should not have a significant enough event that requires him to be hospitalized or put on a ventilator. He should do well. So having the vaccine continues to protect you from serious illness, but it does not protect you completely from transmission and from getting the virus, especially from those people who are unvaccinated and have a higher viral load.
So one of the massive things of backlash that I'm getting right now is because I've made, you know, an official declaration on the air that I feel like my husband got it from somebody who wasn't vaccinated. What is the research, or in your opinion, Dr. Dotrieve, of how breakthrough cases happen to people who are vaccinated?
Well, again, it's the new variant that is what's causing the surge right now. And it's occurring in the large population that has not received their vaccination. So our data right now would suggest that the reason that we're seeing a rise in positive tests, a rise in hospitalizations, is because we never got close to herd immunity, which was over 70% of the population vaccinated or previously exposed. We're just not there. And that allowed the virus to continue to spread in the population. And then when you got exposed to the mutation, it allowed the virus to spread at a higher rate than it was spreading before. So if we had more people vaccinated a month, 2 months ago, we might not be seeing the surge that we're seeing right now. And your husband's part of the surge. Hopefully, him being vaccinated is going to prevent him from having a serious illness. The people that we're seeing come to the hospital with significant COVID symptoms, 98% of that population has not received the vaccine yet. So you're in a much more higher risk category if you have not received the vaccine. And we're seeing symptomatic COVID in a younger population of patients than we were seeing in the previous surges, and we're seeing symptomatic pediatric outbreaks as well. So this is another surge that we're going through that we probably could have avoided with more significant vaccination rates.
So just to repeat, but you said people who are being hospitalized right now with COVID, 98% of them have not received the vaccine?
In the hospitalization patients, that's what we were seeing, yeah.
So to the claim that people are telling me that the reason my husband got COVID is because the vaccine doesn't work, like, what do you say to people like that?
Well, the vaccine absolutely works. And I think this surge is an example that it works, because the surge is occurring in the areas where the vaccination rates are the lowest. So in areas where people have reached 65, 70% vaccination rates, they're not having this surge in hospitalizations like we were. Even in Louisiana, we were seeing areas, pockets of COVID outbreaks, mostly in the areas that were under vaccinated. So the data is pretty clear that the vaccines work, and they especially work in preventing death. But they were not completely designed to work in preventing transmission. So you've got to talk about viral load and how much virus is in your nose. And with this new variant, there's a lot more. And people who have not been vaccinated are at an increased risk to spread this new variant that's out there.
Dr. Joe Treve, I really appreciate you talking to us today. I believe that it is very important that we get accurate and spread accurate information from doctors like yourself, the Vice President of Medical Affairs at Ochsner Medical Center in Baton Rouge. I appreciate you telling us that today and getting it out on Eagle.
Thanks, Michelle. Look, keep pushing the vaccine, especially in this 20 to 40-year-old age group. That's the group that we really need to go out there and get vaccinated. You get vaccinated to prevent the illness. You get vaccinated to prevent transmission. You get vaccinated to prevent transmission to people that are high risk, like your grandmother or like me, somebody in my age group. And I just can't emphasize enough that if we continue to drive vaccination rates, we will eventually have this under control. But if we don't, we will just continue to see people die of COVID unnecessarily.